right. Thank you. All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life. And we are always thrilled to hear from new listeners. So we welcome you to contact us. It's easy to email me. I am available, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Pretty easy. My associate pastor, Pastor Jim, is pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. Mine is just pastor because I was first. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you, or prayers@bohmglobal.com. That's how to reach us. And we just really welcome you to get involved with this ministry. We'd love to hear from you. There are so many countless numbers of people now that listen to the show, and we are so glad that you do. And we'd love comments or questions. One more time, our Google Voice number for texting anytime is 727-888-4171. A year ago, September of 2014, we started another show. We are here on Thursday nights also, 6:06 p.m. on this radio station, tantalk1340.com is how you can find it. And then also those shows, it's called Go Yard, and that means hit a home run, with Mama Mac, and that's my other name. That's my name that my daughters-in-law call me. So Go Yard with Mama Mac is our life coaching show on Thursday nights. Nan, do you want to comment on that with Dr. Angel and what we do on that show? It's an hour long.
It's a great show. You hit all kind of
stuff, don't we?
You don't hide and stay away from maybe a subject that is intense or what. But there are subjects that people can relate to that are going through what you're talking about. And what's really cool about the show is that you can call in,
right,
can ask questions,
yeah,
can make comments. But it's a life coaching show, and I view it as a free hour of counseling.
It is.
Okay?
It really is, yeah.
With Dr. Angel having her PhD,
right,
and all the experience she has with her job and what she does. And then you with all your many, many years of pastoral counseling and,
right,
and that type of thing. The two of you together make quite a great team. The interaction is marvelous. It's wonderful. It's just so anointed. And people, especially if it's on a subject that really relates to them, they just get an hour free counseling.
That's true.
Period.
And we do the same thing with the shows. At the end of the month, they go on the website. The website for Go Yard, that counseling show, is goyard2014.org. It's not a .com, it's a .org. goyard2014.org. So check it out, Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. And this last week was Give Yourself a Gift, Learn to Let Go. And it was a great show. So if any of you missed that, you will be able to catch that on our website, Go Yard, at the end of the month, or now you can go to tantalk1340.com, go to podcasts, then down to Go Yard, and that's where it is. So, anyway, did you catch all that, everybody? That was a lot of talking, wasn't it? Let's get this song in. This is a great song. Then I got to get back with Nan and Cindy and talk about. This song is really cool because we ended Friday night's gathering in a circle singing I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because that's what the Christmas season really is all about. And this song is I Will Follow Christ by B.B. Winans, Bob Carlisle, and Clay Cross. You got to hear this song.
The 12 of you walked on the earth together. The Father was a brother to you all. The teaching that you heard was the living word. The wonders and the miracles you saw. There were times of awesome inspiration. There were times you didn't understand. When he had to go and you felt alone, it must have been so hard to see his plan.
Think about the way you came.
face of persecution, you stood strong.
So I will follow Christ. I will run.
In my heart today, His word is like a flame, consuming all my shame. His life a shining star to show the way.
Today I will follow Christ, and I will run the
Praise God. Woo, I will follow Christ. Amen. Is that your determination today, dear one? As we approach this Christmas season, we're talking about that very thing, following Christ. Nan's got a poem, then Cindy, we're getting back to you in just a minute here. Go ahead, Nan.
This is kind of a different thing to have right now.
Okay.
Interesting. You need to follow my son. He is the one who gave it all. He will live in you, little one. Simply look to him and call. Ask him to live inside of you. He will be right there. It's simple. Ask him in by calling out to him in prayer. Then the response. I believe I will follow Christ. I want him to be so much in me. Christ, I accept the gift you gave. Thank you for helping me to be free. I will follow Christ.
Whoa, that's great. Woo! God saying what he wants, and the responder saying, I will. Woo! Cindy, talk to us about this. And when did you, Cindy, really make that decision to follow Christ, and how has that changed your life?
Well, you know, I think that's my equivalent to building God a house, just doing what he wants me to do.
That's right.
Just saying, I will follow you, God, and I will sacrifice, like the song said, I'll make any sacrifice that has to be made to follow you, to return to you that love. I struggled with that relationship with God for most of my adult life up till recently. I really didn't make that 100% commitment till 1 year ago. As you know, when I came to Florida and went on that little retreat.
Right.
So I had to take a time out from life when things were falling apart all around me to get on track, so to speak, with God in that relationship. I was at that point where I wanted more, and I wanted God's love to abound in my life and in me, and I was searching for what is it God wants me to do his work on this earth. So I would say just about a year ago when I 100% fully committed to follow him and sacrifice anything it takes to follow him.
Praise God. So, praise God.
I struggle with it for years, you know, but as earthly, earthbound influence affects our decisions.
Right.
it was just really hard to make that 100% commitment.
Well, you know, you're being totally honest here. And I really believe that a lot of people struggle with having just a knowledge about God versus a knowledge of really, really understanding that he lives in us and wants to have that relationship with us. And, you know, David, as a little shepherd, clear back, you know, writing Psalms like Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He began to get to know God in a personal way. And then as he went through so many years of running from King Saul, who was trying to kill him, that really deepened David's relationship with God. And he began to say in the book of Psalms, the first half of the book of Psalms is full of Psalms that David wrote. And it shows real life humanity. David here in First Chronicles saying, God, I want to build you a house. And God says, no, I got something different in mind. I want you to be my house, the house that contains me, my presence. And that's what this season is all about. Not about giving gifts. It's about realizing that God has already given us the ultimate gift, his son. And we celebrate him giving us his son this time of year, every year. Nan, talk to us about this.
Well, I'd like to say something about Cindy, if
please
I may.
Please say
Cindy,
anything you want
Cindy,
to about
I'm
going to
talk about you for a minute here. But, you know, people can hear.
She's in Indiana. She can't get to you and hit you.
She can't get to me until she comes to Florida. Then
right.
I'm in trouble.
Right.
You know, we're talking about David, and we're reflecting back on the Bible, and that is the Word of God, and that's what we do.
Right.
And on this show, a lot of times, we share real-life, personal stuff. That's what we're doing, which is what Cindy has shared already this
week. Oh, yeah.
Today, which
it's
we
been
heard.
Intense, yes.
And she just made reference to her retreat.
Right.
And I remember that retreat.
Yes, a year
I remember
ago.
It. I ran across something the other day. I don't remember what it was, but reminded me about her retreat.
Right.
And I remember when she was in church with us.
Right.
I can remember she was like a sponge soaking.
Yes,
in
yes.
I looked across her at the Bible study and I could see on her face.
Right.
She's like, I want all I can get.
That's right.
She was very, very hungry. Still is hungry. We're all hungry. But she was very, very hungry.
And
at
very
that
humble.
Time, and very humble and reaching out. And that's the way, you know, at this Christmas season, that's what he wants us to do, is just reach
Amen.
Out.
Yes.
Just as what I saw there, you know, and God richly blessed her, and you know, she was on her retreat, and she acquired a lot from God during that time. And I know that much of what she gained then, as well as since then, has sustained her through some difficult times that I do know about, you know, that's been shared by her, you know, and that God saw her through. But that started with that hunger that she had. And that's what God wants us to do.
Oh, amen.
You know, hunger for him.
Yes.
And just like David hungered to do something for God.
Right.
You know, we need to hunger for God.
Oh, amen.
And for what he has. But then we do back to him. And the way we can do back to him is by sharing him with people.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and Cindy, we're going to get your response in a minute. But I want to go to 1 Chronicles 17, verse 16. And see David's response here when God says, no, I'm not about you building me a house of brick and mortar. And he says, no, I got something better for you. And in 1 Chronicles 17, 16, David says this, out of true humility, who am I, my master God? And what is my family that you have brought me to this place in life? But that's nothing compared to what's coming, for you've also spoken of my family far into the future. Now, here we have David reminding God, God, you promised that you're going to bless my family clear down through the ages, okay? And he says here, you have given me a glimpse into tomorrow and looked on me, Master God, as a somebody. I love that. Instead of a nobody, a somebody. I'm reading out of the Message Bible. And he says, what's left for David to say to this, to your honoring your servant, even though you know me just as I am? And God does know us just as we are. David's referring here to all the mistakes he's made. You know, David committed murder. David committed adultery. There were things in David's life that were not perfect. And dear person out there, God does accept you exactly the way you are right now. And he offers you forgiveness like he did David. And he says, David says, even though you know me just like I am. I think that is profound. Cindy, talk to me about David's attitude here as he accepts the fact that God doesn't want him to build him a house of brick and mortar, but he wants to build him a house that would last forever. Talk to us, Cindy.
Woo. Yeah, I personally would ask, why would you pick me, Lord? Why me? Why would you want to live in me? Because of all that sin, of all those things, because of all those ugly things that I have done in my past before I even realized I was doing anything wrong in God's eyes.
Right.
Why would you choose me? Why would you choose me to live in me? Why would you choose me to speak to all these people on the radio? Why, God, would you choose me?
Is that little, Cindy?
That's me. Little, humble, lonely, sad me. Why would you choose me?
Is that because you feel that or have felt in the past that you have done too much that would make you disqualified to be a messenger of the Word of God like you are on the air now to countless thousands of people? Is it because of things in your past? Like David says here, even though you know me just as I am. I mean, this is humble David saying, who am I and what is my family that you brought me to this place in life? I think our listeners can really relate to that whole concept, Cindy. Comment on that, and then we'll go to Nan for her comment on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, we don't think, at least I didn't, that I was worthy of God's love.
Yes, yes.
Let alone using me as an ambassador for his word. I represent God. I represent what he is, what he stands for.
Right.
I'm proud of that. But until I got to this place, that was my thought. God, you know everything I've done. You know about that sin. You know I did that. And you still want me? You still chose me?
Exactly.
And here I am. Yeah, and here I am sitting here today knowing that he still chose me anyway. And then he wiped, he wiped all that stuff away and made my robe white as snow.
Woo! Yes, absolutely. Amen.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a princess now in the kingdom. All that stuff is gone. It doesn't matter anymore.
Absolutely. It does not matter. No.
And that's what Jesus did. He went to the cross to forgive us and wipe all that stuff away from our lives.
Absolutely.
If we accept that, if we receive it.
And that's it. We've just got to receive it and realize that God doesn't make junk, you know? And even though we do bad junk, we are personally not bad in his eyes. We are people who deserve his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness. Nan, talk to us about this. Cindy's talking about this. This is profound.
Well, what I thought of is, you know, he can use us regardless, and does
he
use
does.
Us regardless of what we've done, where we've come
Absolutely.
From, how we've acted, how we've behaved. We have to be mindful to keep that in the forefront of our mind, because Satan will try to come against us and
Absolutely.
Say, but do you remember the time when you, okay, Nan, do you remember the time when you lost in the parking lot with the lady who was trying to take a parking space, and you jumped out of the vehicle and you ran over to her, and your son was in the car, and
True
your friend's
confessions.
Son was in the car, and you know, and I'm over there yelling at her and yelling, you know, and it's like that, you know, that was like 20 years ago or 15 years ago, but
wow,
I mean, that was stupid.
Man, that's pretty bad.
Now you could have gotten shot for that, you know. But I mean, you know, and I hadn't thought about that till now, actually.
Thanks for confessing.
And now I'll think about it, and I'll have to, you know, God help me. But I mean, but God doesn't see that.
Right.
God sees that I'm like, Lord, please forgive me. That was really stupid.
Right.
And I mean, and one thing when we do, you know, it's like, would I ever be able to share Jesus with that lady? Probably not.
Not after that.
Not after that, you know. But despite all that, he still uses us. And
exactly.
Like Cindy was saying, I mean, she's on the show right now. I'm on the show right now.
Right.
You know, and regardless of what has happened, what we, you know, we're covered by the blood of the Lamb.
Right.
And by Jesus, you know, Jesus' love, we're covered. And we, you know, we can be used. Everyone can be used. And people might be listening today or at a later time and say, but I can't. But no, yes, you can.
Yes. Because God loves you so
very
much. So it's Emmanuel, God coming to live in us and with us and using us in our own inadequacies and our own failures and our own stuff that we all have gotten into in the past. Let's do this song right now. I love this song by Jackie Velasquez. Jesus is... Let's play this, and I think it'll be a blessing to listeners, and then we'll talk more to Cindy and Nan in just a moment. Praise God. That's what Jesus is. He's everything. He's everything we need. That's who he is. And as we talk right now, as we talk about the approaching celebration of the birth of Jesus, we are remembering that that's what he is. He's everything to me. Nan, talk to us about this, will you?
He gave me a poem. I'd like to share that poem. I love you with an everlasting love. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. My love is always with you, always. It is there and will always last. I gave the gift of my life for you, and you will always and will always help you out in life. You will make it through your difficulties. You will certainly arise above your strife. I am the lover of your soul, my child. I am always, always, always with and in you. You always have the comfort of my love. I am always with you with all that you go through.
Praise God.
I am with you. And it was interesting to me, the word always.
Yeah, just keeps being there, doesn't it?
Being there. In all the many things he's inspired, I don't ever really recall something like that before.
Right.
Always, always, always.
Trying to make a point
Making a point there, absolutely.
Okay, Cindy, talk to us about all this. Good stuff. Praise God. And I love that song that we just did, Jesus Is. He's everything to me, you know? Go ahead, Cindy. Are you there? Did I lose her?
Sorry about that. Had it on mute for a second.
Okay, all right. Now we got her back.
All right, here we go. But didn't you say that in one of the earlier poems of the day, that same concept?
Yeah, the same concept, yes. It's that always. He's really trying to say that today, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really driving that home. Always, continuous, and never ending.
Right.
It's something that we can depend on. It's our confidence. We know that we know that we know.
Right.
Exactly. And when you know that, and you know he's always there in every situation, when you are in the fire, knowing that helps you to handle that or come out of the situation so much easier. I mean, so much that help, you know that help is there. You get through that stuff so much easier.
Oh, it's absolutely.
It's like when the trials hit you, the fires coming, the darts are shooting at you.
Right.
It's all around you. You can still stand strong, not to say you won't hurt or the pain is not there or the heartache, but you know you're going to overcome it.
And yes.
In this situation, my daughter's going through something right now. And I look at her, and it's like, I know that you're going to survive this. And that
right.
You're going to get through it.
You're telling her that? Yes.
Well, I'm trying to tell her that right now.
Right.
Because I know from experience.
Right.
But while she's in the midst, because she doesn't have that personal relationship with God, she can't see it.
Right.
And it brings to my remembrance of how I was. And I can look at her, instead of feeling that pain with her and crying with her, and she gets upset with me because I laugh at her.
Right.
I smile at her and say, I feel your pain. I really do. And I hate that you have to go through this.
Right.
But I know, because I know my God, and I know he's going to see you through it. So I'm telling you, it's going to be okay.
And all of this is probably happening so that she realizes her need for God, really, Cindy, you know, in the midst of everything she's going through.
It's a pattern. It's what I went through. It's what he does. I mean, it's how he brings you through it.
Right.
And I love watching it unfold because I know what the outcome's going to be.
Absolutely.
And I know it's going to be in her best interest.
Right.
He's going to take all this and turn it around for what he has planned for her.
Oh, absolutely.
But she can't see it. But it's a wonderful feeling for a mother to know when her children are in God's hands.
I have the same situation with my daughter, and it's a rough time for her, but yet it is a growing experience, and it's that thing we talked about on our Thursday night show on Go Yard about learning to let go and, you know, just not try to control or try to make things happen the way we want it to for those in our lives that are going through difficult times, because a lot of times we have to go through some difficult times before we realize our need for God, you know, before we realize that, wait a minute, I can't do this on my own, you know? And when we do turn our lives over to the Lord, the changes that take place in us are so profound. I want to take us to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 a minute. And Paul wrote this, and he's talking about the fact that when we allow God to have the control in our lives, how it changes not just us, but everybody around us. In chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians, the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 2, Paul says this: "You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everybody." And what he's talking about is that, you know, you may think that what you're going through is just affecting you, but it doesn't. It affects a lot of other people, as we were just saying. And when God is in the middle of your situation with you, people are watching, right, Nan? You had an experience. You had two experiences at school. Nan is a principal secretary in a large high school in Tampa. And even though you had had a bad situation happen one night, you tell it.
Well, God opened up a door of opportunity to be able to pray with a woman who I knew her husband when he was in my youth group many years ago.
Okay.
And we just got talking, and she had just lost her son in a bad motorcycle accident a month or so ago, and she's just heartbroken.
Right.
And I just shut the door, and I just prayed with her.
Yeah.
Prayed with her. And it was so exciting when you can be used in such a way in a situation to pray with someone like
yes.
that in kind of an unlikely setting. It's not
right.
like we were at church praying. We were in my office
right.
at school. I view that as my break. I took my break and prayed with her, so I'm not taking time from my school. And so then that night, something very, very terrible happened, very bad. And it was it's just the way it is that Satan will try to come against you after, on the heels of a great victory,
right.
and we'll call it a victory for her because of prayer, and exciting for me, this terrible, terrible thing happened, and God opened up the door the next morning
right.
to pray with another lady.
Exactly.
At my school, and I gave her one of my ministry pins, and after she met with me and needed to schedule appointment, principal and stuff, I gave her a ministry pin. I said, "This is my number. If you ever need me, give me a call."
Right.
I'll pray with you, and she goes, "Can you pray now?" Sure, I can pray now. So we prayed then, and she
right.
goes, I don't normally just do this. And she goes, "I don't normally ask people, but I could tell in my heart it's okay." But all that is, God is with us. God is
yes.
in us.
Yes.
And it's, this show, we talk about practical,
right.
practical living.
Right.
And Christ in us.
Amen.
Christ
the hope
with
of glory.
Us, Christ mm-hmm. in us. And he can use us in some very interesting times and situations to share him with people.
Exactly. And he cares about every one of you listeners out there around this globe. God cares about you and what you're going through. And don't be surprised if God doesn't put somebody in your life that is an influence over you in whatever reason or whatever way. And like what happened with Nan, gives you an ability to have some prayer coming towards you or for you. Cindy, in your jobs, you have two of them. You experience this, don't you? At times you're just able to speak things into people's lives that will bless them.
Yes, I do. And, I work in the service industry in both jobs. And many a time he has led a customer, I will call them, to ask me or say something that lets me know that they need God. They need prayer. They need answer. I've had many conversations with folks about God and his love. And the coolest thing I'm experiencing lately is in my job. I work during the day with the elderly folks that come in. And he has put me in that situation where it's such a blessing to me to be able to have these conversations with them. I'm learning wisdom of the ages, I guess you call it. If you've never dealt with elderly people, a lot, or got to know them, you can learn so much.
Yes, that's a good point.
Them.
Right.
You can learn so much through them. And
right.
God has just shown me so much. And I feel like he uses me as a blessing to them in so many ways when they come in, and it's through conversation.
Right.
It's just, I leave there saying, wow, God is so good. He's so strong here today. They need hearing aids where I work. We sell hearing aids. So I know that they need them. And then when they put them on and they discover a world that they're not familiar with and able to hear.
Wow. That's great.
My telephone ringing in the office from the back room for the first time, you know, maybe in years, and they get that look on their face like, and I actually sit at my desk and pray that their approval will go through when they apply for the credit.
Right.
And I said, God, bless this little woman and let her have these hearing aids because they mean so much to her.
Praise God.
I mean, that seems like a small thing.
No, it's not. It's very profound.
When they get that approval and they put them on and they walk out of there with that smile and they're thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just sit there and say, thank God. Thank
right.
you, Jesus, for letting that happen.
But see.
I think he uses me like that in a number of ways, but I get blessed at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. And so
it's a two-way street.
It is. And what this verse is saying in 2 Corinthians 3:3, that you are a letter written on our hearts, known and read by everybody. And that's verse 2, because so often we don't even realize we're being read as a letter by those around us. Nan, that's what happened to you this week. Cindy, that happens to you all the time. Verse 3 of 2 Corinthians 3, you show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. At this Christmas season, it is all about God being so real in your life that your life becomes a blessing. The best gift you can give yourself is to become such a blessing to others that you're like a letter that is written on the tablets of other hearts of people that you come in contact with. This is what happened to David back in the Old Testament. David allowed his life to be used by God so profoundly that David wrote all those psalms. I mean, the one we quote more than any other psalm, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I mean, that psalm alone, Psalm 23, would have been amazing to have that passed down through all these thousands of years from David. But it's something that, you know, we take for granted in our Bible. It's there. But those words, Psalm 23 alone, has come alive to me in this past year. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. What that's talking about is God leads you to places where you learn. In green pastures, you're getting food. That's what this radio show is all about. You're getting the food of God's word down on the inside of you. Nan, talk to us about that. Changes you.
It changes you. What I thought of was probably my next psalm, Psalm 51.
Yeah,
it says,
right.
Created me a clean heart, O God, renew
yes.
a right spirit within me.
Right.
And that was because David, as you have said, was a murderer, an adulterer. You know, he did some things that were very wrong. But because he was a man after God's own heart,
right.
He was humble, he asked forgiveness.
Right.
And I felt I needed to throw that one out there, too, with the Psalms 23, because there's people still listening
yes.
who are thinking, but I'm not worthy. Look at what
right.
I've done.
Right.
Well, look at what David did, but look at how he handled it. And he could say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Right.
Because he helped him in so many situations. He was his shepherd.
Absolutely.
God was his shepherd.
God was. And we talked Friday night about in the line of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1, there are four women mentioned. Three of those women were Gentiles, not Jews. Only one was a Jew. Okay. And that was Bathsheba, which is very interesting. Bathsheba is the woman that David committed adultery with. And it is their son, Solomon, who was the king that followed David. And you see, God is a God of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And God does not look for perfection in us, people. Because if he did, none of us would make it ever to heaven, that's for sure. Because we aren't perfect and we don't have it all together. But God loves us the way we are. And God loved David and decided in all of David's children, and he had a ton of them to pick from, that which one would be the successor to David and the line of the Messiah would come through. And of all of those children, the one that was picked was Solomon, because he had a heart after God. And his heart was, God, just give me wisdom. Solomon, David said, or God said to Solomon, after David passed away, what is it you want from me, Solomon? He says, I just want to be wise. I want a heart of wisdom. And God said to Solomon, because you didn't ask for riches, I'm going to give you riches along with the wisdom. And Solomon was known as the wisest man on earth at that time. The Queen of Sheba traveled many, many miles to come hear the wisdom of Solomon. This is the successor after David. Solomon was in the line of Jesus. Bathsheba was his mother, the one that David committed adultery with. This says an awful lot, doesn't it? Which brings me perfectly, not scripted, not planned, but perfectly to the song we're going to do now, Jesus, Friend of Sinners by Casting Crowns. And then I want both of your comments after that. Here we go.
Jesus, Friend of Sinners, we have strayed so far away. We cut down people in your name, but the sword was never ours to swing. Jesus, Friend of Sinners, the truth's become so hard to see. The world is on their way to you, but they're tripping over me. Always looking around but never looking up, I'm so double-minded. A plank-eyed saint with dirty hands and a heart divided. Oh, Jesus, Friend of Sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, Friend of Sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours.
To remember, we are all the least of these. Let the memory of your mercy bring your people to their knees.
Nobody knows what we're for, only what we're against when we judge the wounded. What if we put down our signs, crossed over the lines in love like you did? Whoa, Sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, Friend of Sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. Every lost cause, you reach for the outcast, for the leper and the lame. They're the reason that you came. Lord, I was that lost cause, and I was the outcast. But you died for sinners just like me, a grateful leper at your feet. 'Cause you are good. You are good, and your love endures forever. You are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. You are good,
you are good.
What a great song. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Jesus, friend of sinners. Wow. That song just speaks so clearly and right timely on this show right now. Nan's got a poem that God just gave her, and then we'll get to Cindy in just a minute. Go ahead, Nan.
And I am always your
friend. Wait a minute. Start over. I'm sorry. I didn't have your mic on.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
Precious one, I am always your friend. I'm always with you and in you. Look to me when you aren't feeling well. I will help you to learn and travel through. By well, I mean you may feel less than. But you aren't. Believe me on this concept. I have so much that I want to do for you, reaching out, sharing the message of my help. Don't judge others for where they are, for I love them just as I love you. I gave my life for them just as I did for you. The gift of my life is for them too. I am the friend of all.
Praise God. Whoa, good stuff. And that's the truth. He is. He is the friend of all of us. And he wants to be more involved in your life, dear listener, than he's ever been before. This, as we approach the Christmas season, this is a great time to remember that God so loved the world. We got to say it again, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Jesus did not come. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It's time to grasp God's great love for you, dear listener. Cindy, talk to us, and we'll get back to Nan.
That poem brought a thought. It was a point that I hadn't really considered or thought a whole lot about, is I'm so full of myself and what God's done for me. I mean, we have to look at other people and realize that what he did for me, he will do for them too.
Amen.
And I know that, but sometimes I get thinking, you know, I'm not that I'm all that, but, you know, look at me, where God's brought me. But, you know, you want that so bad. I want that so badly for other people.
Yes, yes.
But sometimes it's like, you know, I kind of maybe give up on them too quickly. Like, well, you know, you don't want to get it or you don't want to receive it. So, you know, oh, well. And that's the thought that came to me when I listened to the poem, is we have to consider others. God put us where he's got us, but others aren't there yet. And
right.
Maybe we have to look at what's going on in their life that they're not getting it. Why aren't they receiving God? Do they not know God? Do they not know how to go about it? Do they not know how to pray? Do they not know where to look for God? I guess it just made me realize that maybe we have to give to other people a little bit more.
Yes.
Of us.
Right.
To understand, to be able to let God use us to help them get to where they need to be.
Amen.
Don't just discard them. Don't just pray for them. Go a little extra and do a little bit more to find out how God can use us in that relationship with that particular person. Don't just wash your hands of them so quickly or so easily and leave them hanging, you know, because sometimes that you may be the only contact they have.
That's right.
That connection, that lifeline to God.
And sometimes it takes patience, doesn't it, Nan, with some people that we minister to and pray for. And sometimes it just takes more involvement maybe than we think we have time for right that moment. But I hear what you're saying, Cindy. It does. Nan, comment on all that.
I think mine is losing the patience, you know, too quickly, like, because I don't want to take the time.
Right.
But, yeah, that song made me think, that poem, that brought that to home to me. Take
cool.
A little more time.
Amen. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, I know someone that I'm kind of close to is on a different spiritual level than I am. A lot different, actually, you know?
Yeah.
And like Cindy says, you know, we have to remember, you know, he's brought us up from being a babe.
Right.
And certainly I've not arrived. I certainly would never say that. But, you know, there's different peoples on different levels spiritually.
Sure. Right.
You know, and I think of this friend of mine who, you know, I've prayed with and different stuff, but, you know, there's just different level. And
sure,
we just have to let Jesus' love shine through us and they'll get it.
That's right.
They'll get it.
They will. And so, you know, all of this brings us right back to what this season is all about. This season is about Jesus becoming alive in us to such an extent that people can see that his life is written on the tablet of our hearts, that our priorities are different than maybe they were a few years back, that we want to develop that relationship with God on the inside of us to such an extent that we are sharing that with people around us and that we want to bless their lives. That's what it's all about. And, you know, it really takes effort a lot of times on our parts, and it takes time. You know, it takes sometimes, maybe it's waking up middle of the night and praying for someone. You know, you've had that happen. Nan, I've had that happen. Cindy, you've had that happen. And especially when it's people in our lives we see every day, sometimes we just take it for granted, their life circumstances, and we don't take the time to really hear them or listen to them. You want to comment on that, Nan? Then I'll go to Cindy for a comment on that.
Well, I know sometimes, I must confess, there's been times it's like, but God, why do I have to do that?
Right.
You know, and back in 2011, he gave me a poem that I still keep and read periodically. He says, I'm requiring a greater commitment from you.
Whoa.
So, you yeah. know, from, you know, when he requires that and we yield to that and we do that,
right,
he's going to have us doing things that just the person beside us who is not necessarily going to be doing, because right. he hasn't called them to do that.
That's exactly right.
And because they may not be to the spiritual level that they would even be willing to do that.
And it's all about us being in tune with the Spirit of God within us and listening to his voice. Cindy, talk to us about this here. We're running out of time, so talk to us a minute.
So I think that, you know, that would give us all something to think about at this Christmas season when we're thinking about gift giving and what can I do for that person. Well, maybe that's something we could put on our hearts, is what you can do for that person this Christmas season is take a little extra time to talk with them, minister to them, find out a little bit more about what they're searching for.
Good point.
In that relationship with God. You know, just make it a conscious effort to do a little more than what we've been doing.
Right.
I think I'm at that place of comfort. I'm comfortable in where God has me,
right?
And I'm comfortable doing what he has me doing. So why just stay in our comfort zone? Let's step out and do a little bit more. Take it up a notch and reach out there and see what else God might have in store. We might discover that through trying to find out about people around us. What can we do to help them know God a little bit better?
You know, that really does go along with the whole theme of this show, Emmanuel, God with us, which is what the prophet Isaiah said clear back 700 or 800 years before Jesus came to this earth. He said, a virgin will be with child and give birth, and you will call his name Emmanuel, God with you. God with us. That's what it's all about. And that's what this show has been about today. That as we approach this Christmas season, it's about keeping our focus on who God is in our lives and who he wants to be to those that we run into, not just our closest friends, but whoever in our acquaintances, in our jobs, in shopping, in Walmart or wherever you are, a smile instead of pushing ahead in line or traffic or whatever. Who is Jesus to you? Nan, talk to us about this. We just got a couple minutes for each of you here before we get out of here.
Well, we just need to let our light shine.
Yes.
And we want people to remember us
right.
in a positive way. You know, I'm kind of real friendly with people, and when people
yeah,
take
you
care,
are.
Care of
well,
me.
Well, Cindy is too.
Cindy is too. And like this one restaurant I had gone to with my parents that I hadn't been to in a while, guy happened to be there who I never, and he goes, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. I'm like going, okay, is this good or bad?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I haven't been here for a while. How you been doing? And talk with them, you know, but you know, you never know what kind of impact you can have.
That's right.
On people.
That's right.
As you go forth and what you do, the little things.
Yes.
A young lady who was my former pastor's daughter, she Facebooked me and said, I was in church with mama the other day and she had her Nana's Bible, and she said there was a bookmark in the back that you had given her.
Aww.
And I'm going to take a picture and send it to you. Aww. I mean, you never know the little things, and all that's
right.
important.
Yes.
And this time of
yes.
season, you know, we want to do giving, and we want to reach out, and we want to let Jesus shine. But even after this season, we want to continue
right.
doing that, because that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
This
Ooh.
Can jumpstart. We can use this as a
yes.
jumpstart. If we haven't been doing that, jumpstart and start doing it.
Amen.
And continue doing it.
That's excellent. Excellent advice. Thank you, Nan. And thank you for all those poems that you allow God to write through you. Cindy, some final comments here before we wind down.
Well, I think I learned a lot today myself about, about how, what we can do. What else can I do for God to show his love and share that with the world? Even the smallest things, like Nan said, a smile, a gesture, let that person in front of you go ahead. You know, don't cut in line. Don't cut
right.
people off. You know, be that one. Be the kind one.
Right.
So a little more kindness, a little more patience, and just be open-minded and open-hearted to what God has in store.
Absolutely.
Don't get too comfortable with where he's got you. Set a challenge for yourself to do a little bit more.
Right. Excellent. You two are wonderful. What a show. It's been great. Nan and Cindy, thank you both. You're wonderful regular members of our radio team, and we so appreciate everything that you bring to these shows. God bless both of you. I'm going to do a little wrap up here, and we'll get out of here. Beacon of Hope Ministries, we're in our 15th year. We've been around a long time. We've been on the air for every Sunday afternoon for 9 years. And now on Thursday nights, our counseling show, which is a life coaching show, it's called Go Yard with me, Mama Mac, and with Dr. Angel Falzoni, licensed mental health counselor, PhD. And we tackle really life serious issues, and it's a call-in show. You can catch us Thursday nights on this channel, or on this station, and that is at 6:06 p.m. It's an hour-long show, Go Yard with Mama Mac. So we hope you can join us this Thursday night. As far as these shows, we have 300, well, I think, Nan, we've got more like 400 and some shows now, because this is like show number 470 or something like that. And we've got a lot of them on our website, bohmglobal.com. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So go to our website, check it out, get to know us. I'm Pastor Marcia, the senior pastor. And Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, is on this show a lot, and we are here for you. You can email me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com, or you can reach out to us through our prayer line, which we welcome you to use that prayer line anytime. And that address is, one more time, write it down, use it. It's an email line. And we get a lot of requests from around the globe. That address is prayers@bohmglobal.com. We're so glad you've been with us today. It's always fun. We hope you'll join us next week. Tell a friend about living the good life. And our final song, It's Not Far to Jesus. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you next week on Living the Good Life.
To his side, there's no need.